Come in. Oh, hi. Yeah, come on in. I was just finishing up some emails. You're here for your performance review, right? Perfect. Have a seat. Let me just. And send. Okay, all done. You ready to get started? Great. Could you be a gem and close those blinds behind you? I know how bad the office gossip can be, and we wouldn't want folks to see you in here and assume you're in some kind of trouble, now would we? Okay, let me pull up your employee profile. So, you're probably wondering why I insisted on doing your review myself instead of letting your direct manager handle it. What? No, you're not being fired. Wait, you think I call you all the way up here just to fire you? That's HR's job. And a bit beneath my pay grade, don't you think? No. I wanted you to know that I've noticed your work ethic around the office, and I thought it might be good for morale to give my employees their flowers, personally. Yes, this visit is a good thing. Don't worry, you can breathe. And I know you have a ton of work to get done, so I promise this won't take long. So I see you've been with the company for almost 5 years now. Would you say you're happy here? Really? Well, that's good to hear. What would you say has kept you here this long? Is it the company culture, the benefits, employee relations? Huh. Interesting. Yes, transparency is a value that we take pride in. How can we expect our teams to be honest with admin if admin isn't honest with the teams, right? Speaking of honesty, do you mind if I'm a bit candid? Off the record, of course. Great. So during your last team meeting, you pushed back on the changes to the new product launch, even though everyone else was on board. Can I ask why? No, it's okay, really. This conversation doesn't leave the room. Well, that is certainly a valid reason. But as you know, this launch has been my pet project for months. So forgive me if I'm a bit sensitive to the topic. That being said, I do admire your candor. That and the way you don't seem to fear me the same way your colleagues do. In fact, I see the way you watch me during my office visits, always eyeing the hem of my skirt. Don't deny it. We're off the record, remember? What HR doesn't know. Sorry, that was out of line. I apologize. I shouldn't have. You wanted me to notice. Even still, I'm your superior, and this line of conversation is inappropriate. What are you doing? Sir, my desk is not a chair. You don't think I crossed the line? Well, that doesn't change. Wait. Are you sure you want to do this? Look, this company cannot afford a lawsuit, and I have I ever what? No, of course not. I am a professional. Not that I haven't thought about it. I mean, we all have fantasies, right? You want to know mine? I guess it would be easier if I just show you. How about we switch? You sit in my chair. Yeah. Get nice and comfortable. Do you mind if I take your tie and your belt? I'm just gonna tie your hands to the armrests. There. What a good boy you are. Sitting nice and still for me. And I'm just gonna kneel here in between your legs. Now, I'm gonna unzip your pants. I've never seen an employee so excited to be reviewed by me. You look so tasty. You didn't lock the door. Nobody would dare open that door. No, not even my assistant. And even if she did, well, how do you feel about being watched? You wouldn't mind? Willing to work under pressure? Noted. Now, let's discuss your ability to take direction. I want you to put your head back and relax. I'm just gonna unbutton your shirt a little. And my God, you smell like heaven. Let's see if you taste as good as you smell. Oh. Do taste good, baby. Job. I'm so proud of you. But so you think you can come for me? Yeah? In my mouth, that's fine. Yes, come for me. Come on. Results on demand. I'm impressed. You did good. I'm not gonna lie about that. Let me just untie your hands. Oh. What a miserable little mess you are. And that was so much fun watching you squirm like that. No, don't apologize. I'm a little bit of a mess too right now. You want a better view on the desk. Okay, in that case. Let me pull my skirt up a little. And I can pull my panties down too, if you like. Not yet. Okay. Well, since you're asking for a better view, I guess I should spread my legs a little so you can see what you're doing, of course. And You sure you don't want me to take these off? You like them on? I told you I was a little bit of a mess. Why you look so surprised? Your hands are so big. Guess I should have known. What I was in store for. Just off that alone. My leg up. Okay. Like that? Is that is that good? Yeah. It's not that I can't handle it. It's just that I have a tendency to make more of a mess than expected sometimes. I'm not sure I'll have time to clean it up later. Trying not to be so loud. I still don't want the whole office to hear. So that kind of makes me hold my breath a little bit. I'm sorry. I know you want to hear me.
to I'd like to continue this meeting, but I think it's time for us to wrap things up, don't you think? Yes, I want to come. That's what I'm saying. I want to come for you. Please. Ability to follow directions. Definitely. Definitely, it's been. Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. I'm not sure I know how to end this meeting. No, I'm gonna make sure your supervisor knows that you performed very well on this one-on-one. sorry, actually, let me gather myself. I need to be very clear with you that this was a one-time thing. And you certainly have left an impression. Yeah, we need to collect ourselves, and yeah. I'm gonna get my clothes back on, and you should do the same. And this review has been very enlightening, and I can't wait to see you at the next team meeting. Hopefully, we can continue to have some decorum going forward. Yes. I am going to make sure to have it noted in your file that this was a successful meeting. And yeah, I don't think I have any other questions. No, I'll forward this over to your manager and you can get a note from my assistant on your way out for why you're late for your next meeting. I apologize. No, here's your belt back and your tie. You might want to straighten that before you go. No, this is very productive. I can't wait for the next one. Have a good day.